Welcome to the Limitless Health Podcast. We are your hosts. I am Tracy Hill.
And I'm Jessica Midkiff, doctors of physical therapy and certified master neuro coaches. We have the unique system that puts an end to the start-stop cycle of your health by blending body and brain science to create sustainable, simple success in your body. Our goal is to help you put an end to the frustration and overwhelm in your health with a brain-based system that will transform your body and overall health one thought at a time.
Here we go. Hey guys, welcome back to the Limitless Health Podcast. We have our special guest with us, Dr. Christina Erndl, doctor of naturopathic medicine, with us today. We're so excited. Hey, can we just pause and just say how much we are so thankful that you're part of our tribe and just supporting our network of women and just, you know, helping our women with leading and living their best healthy lifestyle. And they're really, when you start to unpack like healthy lifestyle, what does that mean? I mean, there could be a million different things to focus on. And really, every woman is different inside of her body and in a different place in her life journey. And so it's not just one person that is going to help you, right? It takes a tribe. And so we are so grateful that you are a part of our tribe. Always love having you on here for our little casting sessions. Today, we are going to talk about toxins, chemicals, the things that can disrupt our bodies. And specifically, we're going to talk about those that are coming from our environment, which I think for a lot of folks, we know a lot, we've heard a lot about, you know, chemicals and toxins in our foods, right? And I guess that is environmental to some degree, but I'm assuming we're going to talk a little bit broader than that. And, you know, I think there's a lot to learn and not to freak out about, because again, we can't change our health in one day, but these are just, it's good information to know. And then where might you, what's one place you might start today in being a little more mindful about how these environmental toxins are influencing the health of our bodies and our best lives. So welcome.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm excited to be here.
This past like year, I've really been thinking more about all the toxins. And again, like Jess said, this is not to freak you out, because you can get really overwhelmed because there's a lot of stuff out there. But I think just having that awareness piece of the things that are out there, and then we get to control what we can control, and we get to decide like, where are we going to start in this journey? So I'm excited because I've been starting my journey, like really being more intentional about it.
Yeah. It can be a really heavy topic for a lot of people, especially if you're just learning about it and someone kind of lays onto you like everything in your environment is toxic, which isn't necessarily true. I think like our world today, we're definitely exposed to a lot more chemicals than in the past. And I think more people are doing research on it and kind of being aware of it, that it is more prevalent in people's minds. Typically when I see someone and they haven't done any kind of environmental like mitigation in their life, we kind of start with like a few really simple things before kind of diving into exactly like what's going on, just to, like you said, not to freak anyone out. Like, and it's not like a huge haul overnight where you're just going to completely change your life and be totally environmental toxin free. Also there's things that you can't control, like, you know, the air you breathe outside of your house, like in the city that you live in, like some of those things are totally out of our control. And so more so than like worrying about it, it's just like kind of understanding and that education part and like what it could be doing, because there could be links to, you know, like health things that people have. But and a lot of people think like exposures maybe are just the food and water that we drink, but there's a lot of different environmental exposures that we can come in contact with in the daily. And this can be things like our cleaning products, our beauty products, which is a huge one for women, your cooking equipment, plastic, cleaning stuff, toys for kids. So, and I know all of that stuff sounds scary because that seems like everything that's in our house, but fortunately, there's tons of great alternatives and a lot of great information out there for how to kind of avoid like the big chemicals. So it's really nice that now a lot of people are making alternatives for people. So instead of like having to use bleach as like the only cleaning product, there's like, hundreds of other like clean products out there that we can use. So I really like that. And I know like there's a term that we call greenwashing, which a lot of like large companies have been trying to put out products that have like pretty labels that say it's natural or we don't use this specific chemical. And then you look on the back of the ingredients and there's still, fragrance in it and other things that maybe aren't as good for our health. So I think that that is like a caveat to watch out for. A lot of companies are trying to, I guess, appeal to this whole trend of like living clean, but then these products aren't actually. And a lot of the times you don't even need to buy some of these like expensive things. Like a lot of things can be made on your own, or you can use like concentrates that have like three ingredients and you can use it for like tons of different things, whether that's like laundry or cleaning. And yeah,
Yeah.
so it's pretty easy nowadays to like switch out our products. It's just a matter of like the education piece, like why should we switch our things and what are we using that's like the most toxic, I guess, to us.
Yeah, so yeah, let's talk about that because you mentioned a lot of different areas for environmental toxins. I mean, food and water, yes, like the air that we breathe, but we can't live in a bubble. Right, the cleaning products, the beauty products, the cooking products, the plastics that we use for packaging and storing and all these things, and I mean plastics in general for like everything has, now of
Everything.
course there's the that's the whatever the BPA plastic blah blah blah, but then also like the just the materials. If I sit here and look at my house, I look at all these engineered materials, and they come at a cost, and so. Literally, guys, we cannot live in a bubble. This is our industrialized, mechanized society, technologicalized society. Like, this is just what it is. So, so why does it matter? Like, what's happening with us living in a society that we are now? Why is this all coming to like becoming more trendy to talk about?
So I want to talk about something that's called like our total body burden. So this is pretty much like from the time we're born until, our whole lives, we are exposed to certain chemicals, toxins, and everything, and our bodies keep a certain load. And this is all kind of your load is dependent on your overall health. So if you're a super healthy person, with a functioning liver, really good immune system, then you may be able to withstand certain toxins to a certain point where your total body burden of toxins is really low, even if you are exposed to certain things. And this is kind of a similar way why not everyone gets sick from mold. That's just because of how our genetics are and our kind of total body health to begin with. So a lot of people who don't possibly have, full healthy picture, their total body burden may increase a lot more than someone who is healthy in general and has organs that are kind of helping us detox and things like that. So someone's total body burden is like really important. And that's kind of what I use to determine like how much we need to mitigate toxin exposure in someone's life and how many things they need to actually change. The one big thing I always have people do is like eliminate and avoid fragrances at all costs. Nothing you we really don't I get the whole thing about smelling good and like your house smelling good and stuff, but there's a lot of other like natural things that we can do, like essential oils. Incense is like a hit or miss thing that can produce like other toxins in our air, unfortunately, but it is a better alternative than like having those like Febreze and Glade like plug-ins, like throw those in the trash. most people are affected by them and can tell, like either getting headaches or feeling nauseous, getting skin stuff. I can't even like walk down a cleaning aisle in like a regular grocery store without feeling ill because of how strong everything smells. And they do that, you know, to obviously kind of mask like the chemical smelling. They want it to smell like lavender, lemon, or whatever it is. But that stuff is like a huge, huge issue is the fragrances. And that's usually the first thing that I have people like avoid because it's easy. Just don't buy that stuff anymore. There's not really like a like an alternative that you need. Just don't use them anymore. And most people are on board with that.
And I think for me personally, like I'm almost more sensitive than I used to, or maybe I'm more
Yes.
aware of it. I don't know what it is. But I have noticed that walking down the cleaning aisle that I don't like how I feel. And I noticed at Christmas time, I was at a friend's house and we're talking, everything's all good with the world, and she lit a candle right near me. And within minutes, you guys, I had a raging headache that I was like, I gotta get out of this girl's house. And Jess, I know you love your Bath and Body candles. They give me a
At
raging
Christmas
headache.
time, for sure.
I know. And candles, those scented candles, they give me a raging headache. And I don't normally get headaches. So, yeah, I think, you know, that's an easy thing. Like, yes, they smell good, they're fun. But if you start noticing, it's like you're saying, like that toxic overload, maybe that I've been re or I read this book called The Rain Barrel Effect that basically talks about this. Like it's filling, like our barrel is filling up, filling up, filling up. And we can mitigate things and we can calm things down with other healthy things that we do, but there comes this tipping point that then it's like spilling over and our body's like, nope, I can't react to that anymore. And I think those are the yellow flags that we need to pay attention to before the red, like the major red flags start coming up, like, okay, I can ditch some fragrances and things like that and just start calming my system a little bit better.
I mean, you think about fragrances, that is in marketing everywhere. And yes, like so Trace, you talked about my Bath and Body Works candles. I don't burn candles every day, but man, oh man, when it comes seasonal, I am looking forward to my fall candles, and then I am looking forward to my Christmas candles. And the same is true with, you know, there's the seasonal marketing of fragranced stuff, you know, everything, the lotions, the body sprays, the hand soaps. I mean, it literally is all over. It's very trendy. It's a massive market. You know, makeup lines and skincare, like, wow. I mean, it's all over. Everyone's doing it. And so why would it matter to someone, right? Like, I'm sure there could be someone listening to this and go, oh, heck no, I am not giving up my XYZ. And we're not saying you have to. So speak a little bit more on your perspective when someone comes to you that, you know, you've done a total body burden assessment and you're like, hey, this is the best starting place right here, and it's fragrances. But why? Like, why does it matter to her? So, well, especially in females, a lot of these chemicals, we see them, a lot of people see this word endocrine disruptors. Our endocrine system is kind of the system that balances all of our hormones, whether that be our sex hormones, so estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, our thyroid hormones, anything from our adrenals like norepinephrine or cortisol. So when I talk to them about that, it's, and I, most women I see have imbalanced hormones, whether that's because they were on birth control long term or because they are exposed to toxins or possibly they have poor metabolic health from whatever, whether that be lifestyle or possibly could be genetic or another condition that they have. So it's like, what can we do that are like easy things that don't require, you know, tons of supplements or even like huge diet changes to kind of mitigate this hormone imbalance. And I know like in our day and age, like infertility is a huge topic and a huge thing, especially in our modern world that we are experiencing for people, you know, in the ages of 30 to 40. And I think a huge reason for that is the toxin exposure that we're having right now. There's tons of research on different types of toxins. I know like PFAS, which can be in our water or like non-stick cookware, have been like a huge source of research. Also BPAs, which we know like line cans. So that's why a lot of can companies now come out with things that say this is BPA free. Whether or not what they're using instead is much better, we don't really know, but they're at least trying to mitigate some of these. So yeah, just explaining to people like these chemicals that are in, our things that we cook with or whether beauty products can disrupt our hormones, whether that is thyroid or our sex hormones or cortisol. And then obviously disrupting our hormones can lead to tons of different issues, whether that be not being able to deal with stress or having issues with our menstrual cycles, issues with getting pregnant, our thyroid, so inability to like lose weight or regulate our temperature, and then metabolism as well. So it could disrupt like our blood sugar. So there's kind of like a whole host of things that I can do. And I think the education piece and not just telling someone like those are toxic, they're bad for you, don't use it. And yeah, most people are like, well, why? Because a lot of people, like Tracy was saying before, maybe didn't notice them getting symptoms from being exposed to fragrances or walking down the cleaning aisle. But then once you do start cleaning up your environment and your body and your metabolism is working and your hormones get balanced, you notice those things more. And that is what happened to me. I never could correlate like being exposed to fragrances and getting headaches or using cleaning products and having issues. And then as soon as I kind of changed that stuff out and worked on my health, I was totally affected by all those things. Could not smell any of that stuff without getting raging migraines, having skin issues, issues with like neurological function, brain fog, things like that. And some people can't really correlate that stuff with that because they've always been exposed, so they don't really know that
I
maybe
think
that's
it's normal.
why. Yeah, they think it's
Yeah,
normal. Yeah.
I think we normalized it. I was surprised. My kids actually, because I've swapped out our laundry detergent over the past couple months, and my kids were at my parents' house over spring break, and Grammy and Grandpa, God bless them, they did their laundry. And it and their laundry, it brought me back to like childhood and that smell. And then I was like, and my kids couldn't, they were like, you gotta rewash this. They could not handle the scent. And it really struck me. I was like, oh, like this does affect us. Like the fact that my kids were like, I can't handle this smell because we've been using something non-toxic for a while now. It was interesting.
Yeah, that's really cool. I like that there's like some of that awareness, like even when they're little, like just listening to their bodies and being like, yeah, this doesn't feel right, you know? And I think a lot of people also have this like notion that if something is natural or clean, that it's not going to like disinfect or clean as well as like bleach, which is totally false. There's like tons of different products and essential oils even that are actually known to like kill bacteria on surfaces and like things like that. So I know like a huge thing during COVID was like spraying everything with Lysol and bleach and alcohol and all of that, which obviously disrupted like a ton of people's respiratory and skin. Like everyone's just spraying all this stuff everywhere and then possibly still getting COVID and then wondering why they can't breathe anyway. And I'm like, couldn't have been the whole can of Lysol that you just sprayed all over your house. So I think like, yeah, there's like kind of an interesting like thing with people thinking that the natural stuff doesn't work as good. But I also think it's just trial and error with a lot of that stuff. Laundry is like one of the huge things because obviously we wear clothes every day. People wash them and that's like directly touching us. So that would be a huge swap that I would have people make. And yeah, like there's tons of stuff. So it's hard. I usually have people just like slowly as like they utilize something and it goes away instead of rebuying that product, buy the cleaner version. And then as time goes on, eventually you have kind of like a whole thing of natural products after you're kind of swapping them, which is nice.
Yeah, I think what you just said is time goes on.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or I was thinking about, you know, you can't swap all your cookware, all your products, all your Tupperware, things like that. And maybe, you know, getting glass Tupperware, glassware, whatever, is not an option financially. But one thing that I was thinking about as I was listening to something about these chemicals in the plastics, but a lot of it is they're heat activated. And yes. So, okay, maybe we can't swap out and get rid of the cheap plastic Tupperware, but maybe we don't put the hot soup, like we let the soup cool from the stove and then put it into the Tupperware. And then we don't reheat it in the microwave, in that Tupperware, and activate those plastics. And because some of those chemicals, they're calling forever chemicals.
Absolutely.
Where they, you know, they are, maybe they're forever, or our bodies are having a really hard time. They're going to be there for a long time, nonetheless. And so that could be just a swap of, okay, you guys, I can't afford to get rid of my cheap plastic Tupperware. All right, so your swap is going to be don't heat it up in the microwave. Don't put this hot liquid in right away. So that could be just an easy alternative financially that we don't get those forever plasticky chemicals into our food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. That is one of the easy swaps I tell people. Like if you have plastic Tupperware and you don't want to throw it away, which obviously is like wasteful as well for our environment, just store cold foods in them. Or if you do store like soup or something hot, wait till it cools down and then don't ever reheat it. Put it in like a ceramic bowl or whatever else like you eat from. Also like drinking water in like stainless steel or glass if you can. Filtered water is like also one of those like big things where I'm like, no one in the US, I don't care what state or city you live in, if they tell you that tap water is safe to drink, it's not. There's no way to guarantee that whatever water is coming into your faucet at that exact moment has been completely filtered to not carry things like arsenic and hexavalent chromium, which is from Erin Brockovich. I don't know if you guys have watched that before, but that is that is like a real thing. And Arizona surprisingly has a lot of that stuff in it. Arizona's water is pretty bad. We have hard water, so there's all of that sediment and stuff in it too, which can be a scary thing, but luckily like filtered water is accessible to most. They have like the giant jug things that you can go fill up at like pretty much every grocery store now that gives you filtered water, and it's pretty inexpensive. So that's like an option if someone can't, you know, afford to always buy like bottled water, which obviously I usually don't recommend because that is in plastic. But if you can't have like an RO system or some kind of like water filtration, it is easy to get the big jugs and fill those up. And obviously every single person is drinking water every single day. So that is a huge exposure of toxins and chemicals. And we know like a lot of cities in the US don't even have clean water in general, which is really unfortunate. Yeah, and then things like our indoor air, like getting some sort of like air filtration is like really good, or at minimum, like changing out your air filters. Because I think that there's a misconception that you need to do that. A lot of people are like, oh, I was supposed to be changing out the air filters in my house. I'm like, yes.
We forget to do it.
Yeah, and I put timers on like, oh, in a month or 3 months or however long it is, like it's time, you know, because yeah, once you have like a bunch of stuff that you're having to like remember every month or 3 months, it gets hard, especially when you're changing out filters and water and this and that. There's a lot of things. So I get that. And I have to put reminders for myself to change out like all of my filters and everything. Yeah.
Which reminds me, I think I forgot to put in my calendar the last time I changed my filter. So now I'm going to go check it.
I love it. And I think the thing with plastics is that it can disrupt our estrogen. That is like the big thing. And I think plastics is probably one of the larger sources of exposure because so much of our food comes pre-packaged in plastic. And also, I think, like, if you are doing like microwavable anything, if it's microwavable meals or even these meals that people are getting that are supposed to be like healthy and they're already pre-made, they're coming in plastic containers that you heat up inside the microwave, which I'm a little bit confused about because they're supposed to be gearing this towards like total health, being easy and things like that. But instead of, I mean, there's other like containers that you can put stuff in that are like recyclable and not plastic that you can heat stuff in. So I do wonder why they wouldn't. I mean, I know it's probably more expensive and that's pretty much the bottom line, but I'm like, if you are trying to gear this towards like a whole body health, like it would be nice if people weren't having to heat all this stuff up in plastic. Because I have patients that use, you know, meal services like that. And I usually go and look at the ingredients and stuff. And I'm like, yeah, this looks pretty good. But then every single day for at least two of your meals, you're now heating up this food in plastic every time. And that is a known exposure. Like most of these things that I'm talking about aren't like theoretical, like, oh, these are theoretical, you know, toxins that are affecting us. There's a plethora of research showing kind of what these things are doing in our bodies. And like Tracy mentioned, the forever chemicals, these are new chemicals that have been created in our modern world, which we weren't exposed to before. And so I think that our bodies don't really know what to do with it. And so we store these toxins in different tissues that maybe can't ever get out. There's obviously not enough time of us being exposed to it and having issues to know like how long and what we can do to kind of get them out. But that is why it's just important to like minimize exposure to the best of our ability. And not everyone is going to react the same, right? Just because there can be people who use you know, crappy products for their whole life and never have issues. And that's just because, you know, maybe their genetic makeup helps them detox their body better, and they might only need, you know, very basic nutrients and water in order for their body to function. That's great. I wish the majority of people were like that. But unfortunately, in our day and age, you know, most people aren't like that. And that's like one of those things where your grandparents are like, oh, well, I ate and did this, and like, I'm fine. I'm 90 years old. And I'm like, yeah, that's because 50 years ago, everything was a lot different and made a lot different. So you may be fine, but I think, you know, in my generation, like when we're 70, I'm like, I have no idea what it's going to be like, which I'm not trying to be doom and gloom, but I think like the more people that are aware that can obviously like change policies and stuff, because it does start with the bigger picture. And you know, we can't always make everything work just ourselves. We kind of need, you know, regulations and laws and awareness and things like that to kind of make the big changes.
Yeah, that's a huge thing to tackle, which can feel very overwhelming and like, well, that's never gonna happen. But again, it comes down to, I mean, the people that we speak to have become aware that they don't have the health that they want, right? For all the different reasons. And so they end up coaching with Tracy and I, or they come to you because they want something different in their health. And our woman that comes to us for coaching, she's not coming to us because she has thyroid dysfunction and diet, you know, like that's not the reason that she's coming to us, right? But for you, when you have clients come to you, they're coming to you with symptom X, Y, Z, A, B, C. Like, just give us some highlights of, you know, we're talking about these toxins and in this cumulative burden on our bodies. What are some of the symptoms that if someone's not even paying attention, right? They know they are not feeling, they just don't feel right. Yeah, they'd like to eat better and exercise more, but what are some symptoms that that might clue them in that today's talk might be a little more relevant than maybe what they're thinking?
Yeah, so especially for women, so I always like look at your menstrual cycle. Menses is our vital sign. So we want, regular periods that are coming at regular times where you're bleeding, not too much, not too little, and we're also ovulating too. And obviously that depends, like if you're on birth control or not. But menses is like a huge thing that I look for. So if they have any issues with that, I'm like, okay, let's dive into that more. Headaches is a huge one, weight gain or weight loss or difficulty losing weight, even though they're doing, all of the things. Skin changes, whether that's like acne or eczema, dry skin, nails and hair, anything that kind of you need to like utilize hormones or nutrients for. So any kind of growing on our skin and our hair is like a huge one. A lot of people would be like, oh, my hair is falling out. My nails are weak. My skin feels really dull. I'm losing or I'm gaining weight and can't lose it. I'm like, okay, this definitely sounds like stress, hormone related, and this can be a huge area where we can mitigate toxin exposure because that can help our bodies come back into balance. Because obviously you can do the diet and the supplements and everything, but if you are living in a toxic environment, and toxin doesn't have to just be chemicals and stuff. Toxin can be like, our mental like toxins, like, being around toxic relationships or people and things like that, which is obviously like a whole nother topic. And so, yeah, those things kind of clue me into like, okay, let's kind of go over. And in my intakes, I actually have a whole section that asks them, like, what environmental exposures do you have that you know of? So that's like for people who use like pesticides on their property, pesticides in their homes, if they've done recent renovations, if they work as like a hairstylist or they work on a golf course, any kind of things like that. So I do a pretty like thorough check just to see, especially if someone's coming in with some kind of like interesting neurological symptom that they've never had before. It's like, is there something that's causing this? And yeah, I pretty much do that with everyone because it's just kind of nice to know like a baseline. Because some people come to me and they're like, oh, I'm clean products all the way. I'm already into that. I eat the organic food. I do the this. This is actually why I found you, because I wanted someone that believed in my, idea of health and stuff. And I'm like, oh, that's great. Then we don't really have to like change a bunch. And then we're just adjusting other things. And then I have people that come to me that are still using the Glade plugin, still using, the conventional cleaning products and laundry detergent and candles and face stuff. And, I ask them, like, is this something that you want to change? And what are you willing to change and of how much? And I usually don't, lay it on them like, we're changing every single thing that you use right now. I'm like, pick the two things that you think that you use the most. And pick and let's switch alternatives. And if people want like recommendations and stuff, like I'll give them that. And then obviously, if you can buy like local, anything local is like obviously great for our environment, but really good for us. And we know kind of where it comes from. And there is quite a bit of local like cleaning and beauty stuff that people can get in major cities. I know in like Phoenix, we have tons of markets. So it's pretty easy to get that stuff. And obviously that stuff is more expensive and there is like costs that come with that, but it's kind of just that balance in deciding like what is worth it and what you can maybe do for cost in other places in order to use this, or use natural products or switch over. And this is also big for like organic food and meat. That stuff is expensive. But being unhealthy is can also be expensive too. And dealing, and I know, I think you guys just talked about that recently. And what is it costing you if you don't focus on your health now? I think it costs a lot. Especially if you are having to eventually go to conventional doctors and get surgeries or major medications or anything like that, like in the long run, that stuff does cost a lot. So it's just kind of like, what do you want to do now and how can we kind of achieve that?
There's a cost either way. So, do we want to spend it on the front end or do we want to spend it on the back end? And
Exactly.
grand scheme of things, spending it on the front end will save you money in the long run and time. Time off.
Yeah.
You know, you go to doctors and take off work and all the things.
Absolutely.
And also, you know, like you said, kind of pick your things, pick your products that you want to start with. I think it can also be like phasing them out. For the person who's like, oh shoot, I just bought a whole thing of Mr. Clean to mop my floors. I don't want to, you know, I spent money on that. Okay. So we phase that out. And then next time, then we swap out for a different mopping solution or whatever. Like the cost can be huge when you are just like, I just went to Target and I picked up a bunch of things and shoot, I have to throw them all away. Well, no, we can start phasing things out. And like you said, like picking the small things and going from there. We don't have to do it all at once because it can feel very overwhelming of, I got to get rid of everything right now. Just throw it all away. No, let's just work our way out of it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I tell my patients, like, I've been doing this for over 12 years, like cleaning up my environment. And it's taken me to this point to pretty much have what I would say is a mostly toxin-free environment. Obviously, there's things that I can't control, like furniture and stuff, like a lot of that. But, you know, if you go down the rabbit hole with every single thing, you're going to be paranoid. You're going to be stressed out. It's not going to be good for your health in general. So I do what I can. And yeah, it's taken this long, you know, to do that. So I'm like, this isn't like a thing that may even happen within the year. Like, I think it should just be something that you're striving towards, especially if you are looking for that like full picture of health. And also our environment too is like a whole nother part. I think like our health and the environment definitely, you know, tie in together. So by doing these changes and stuff, it's also helping our environment, which is really good because we need a healthy environment to have healthy humans.
Yeah. Yeah, I think there's so much, we've said it so many times, like there's just so much here that somebody could take action on, and it could become overwhelming and like, oh, here's another list of more good things for me to do. Well, woohoo. I think it really comes back to, why does it matter to you? Which Trace and I always talk about with our coaching clients, because yes, of course we know our health matters. Yes, of course we know moving our body is really good for us because we have one body and that's how we do life on this earth. Of course we know that it matters how well we nourish that body so that it can perform life at its best. But if you're not doing that, then why the heck should I be doing all this environmental stuff too? And just drawing it all the way back to, why does it matter to you? Why would the information of this podcast matter to you? For me, I got on this mission. I basically had total body burden, and these things really manifested, this weight gain, this fatigue, these headaches. Like, there were so many things that happened in a relative short period of time, and I knew something was wrong. Right? I knew something like, what the heck? And so it was meaningful for me to entertain this total body burden and eliminating the products, you know, the toxic load that I was getting through my products. It was meaningful because of what I was feeling and what I was experiencing. And it wasn't the health that I wanted. And I felt like, what the heck? I didn't do anything to earn this. But this is living on our earth. And like you said, Christina, everybody is going to be different. Their presentation of this might be, there might be people listening that have absolutely no symptoms, but I mean, I would pretty much say wackadoodle menstrual cycles, like irregular or heavy or painful or blah, 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 which I had, by the way, my entire life, but nobody thought that was weird. Headaches, right? Like headaches are common. Weight gain or weight loss resistance. And changes in your skin and your nails and your hair. Hello, aging. And, you know, so I think there are a lot of folks that are experiencing symptoms that may not be in a place where they're ready to do something different, but maybe some of the information we talked about today could make it more relevant and make it meaningful. And you can start with the free stuff, right? Like just making one shift at a time, and it can be free. You don't have to get so worn down in your health that you are having to have surgery, or now you've got this prescription med, and then it, you know, like la 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 la, like the whole snowball effect of poor health, just because, well, this is what happens when I walk on earth and I've been here 4, 5, 6 decades. Like, that's not how we want to live. And that's not how we want to help you guys live empowered and living your best life. So lots of information to choose from. Christina, do you have a, like a resource, a list of toxins, or, you know, something that our listener can refer to, just like, hey, they talked about so many different things. Do you have something that you give to your clients, your patients?
Yes. So there is an app and it is called Healthy Living. And so when you're at like any grocery store, you can actually scan the barcode of products and it will tell you what chemicals may be in it. And then it'll give you the range of like green, yellow, or red, red being like possibly having the most chemicals, and then green being pretty safe. So that's a really cool tool to use. Sometimes if you can't, if it doesn't let you scan the barcode, you can actually just type in like what product you're looking at. And if you're not at the store, it actually has like a whole catalog of everything. So you can actually just type in the search function, anything you want. It's called Healthy Living. Healthy it's Living, like a,
and it's an app.
Yeah, it's an app. It's like, and I, yeah. And I think,
I have the one called, there's one called Yuka, Y-U-K-A. And that's another one. Seems the red flags and stuff, which is kind of cool.
Yep. And then, yeah, it'll tell you, I think, like alternatives even possibly. And then it'll say if it's EWG verified, which is like the environmental agency that kind of like checks like products, like cleaning products and body products. I don't know if they do food, but that would be really cool. But yeah, that's like a nice tool. And I think you can just use it on the computer too. You'd made it not even have to get the app if you don't want the app.
Yeah, that could be a great starting place. Like just even, you know, scanning and getting, gaining a better understanding.
Yeah, I was actually talking to someone this past week. She downloaded the Yuka app and she texted me about how eye-opening it was. And she was a little frustrated because it did freak her out a little bit about like, oh, I didn't, this wasn't all my products. But she also felt empowered of having just a better understanding that she knew then where she could just start making small choices. So don't let, again, people, don't let it get you bogged down with the overwhelm, because we're not going to be able to nail this 100% perfect, but it's so good to just start being aware and to start assessing how do we feel when we are around certain products. Are you kind of headachy when someone lights a candle? I think it's just, it's a good thing to pay attention to.
Oh, good stuff. I always feel like we could talk forever and ever and ever about our different things, the tangents that we can go off. Okay, well, we always wrap up our
Let's talk about what we're loving. Is that app is that app what you're loving, or do you love something else?
I actually have something else. This is mainly for people, I guess, in the Phoenix area, but I'm sure in other major cities, there's probably something near them that's like it, but it's called the Desert Refillery, and it is a non-toxic based refillable cleaning product store, cleaning products and beauty products. So they, you can get everything in glass, and then you go and you refill your stuff, and they do it by weight. So I use like hand soap, laundry detergent, toilet balms, dish detergent, shampoo, conditioner, body lotion. Pretty much they have like everything. And it's really cool because it's refillable. So you don't have to keep buying like containers. You just use the same container. You just go and refill it. That's in, I want to say it's like uptown Phoenix area. Desert Refillery is the name. They have a few other thing concepts like that at other like little markets around the valley, and I believe in other major cities I'm sure that there's like similar refillery things, because that is something that's becoming more popular. But I really like using that because those are like really non-toxic and it's not coming in plastic, which is great, and you're supporting a local business, which is always awesome for like small businesses and all the stuff. They do use like essential oils for some of the fragrances, so you can get stuff that smells good. And it works. And yeah, that's one of the things that I'm loving.
Oh, wow. What a concept. I feel like I want to go on a field trip to Desert Refillery just to experience it. What are you loving, Trace?
I'm loving products by this brand called Truly Free. And a similar concept, I don't even know how I discovered them, but very non-toxic. And so I started with their laundry detergent, and they send you like your initial order, they send you the jug, and then subsequent oil or orders, then you just get the refill, and then you just refill it into your jug, and because most of it's water anyways. And so then I've been doing that. That's how I've been washing my clothes now. And my stinky boys, I feel like our laundry is actually clean, so I'm loving that. And then I did just switch, I bought their, see, I'm gradually switching out, guys. I also bought their dishwasher detergent, and this was prompted by my 9-year-old's science experiments. This curious kid took one of those, like, you know, the Cascade, like, dish pods. He wanted to know what they were all about, and so I gave him one to explode and run through water, and he came back inside with this plastic container, and I thought, huh. And he asked the question of like, well, where does this plastic go? And I was like, huh, on our dishes. And that didn't set well with me. I just got their laundry or their dishwasher soap as well, and I feel like my dishes are clean, and I'm feeling better about what's in my home with those products.
That's awesome. Well, I keeping in theme with the reduced toxin options. A few years back, I think it was, I don't know, in 2017. What year is this? So, gosh, 7 years ago? Guys, I can't even stand how fast time goes. But because of my own personal body, total body burden journey, right, and having a bunch of symptoms happen in my mid-40s, what the heck's going on, and understanding, hey, let's reduce toxic load, I found a company called Modere that was building, or it represents clean living company. It's a clean living company, and all the products that you use on your body, in your body, and around your body are all EWG or EGW, whatever, certified, right? So, and one of the products, there are many of the products that I love, but I'm looking at this because I have to order more, is their eye makeup remover. And I had not, I don't know. I don't know. I'm old. So I don't think there was an eye makeup remover when I was growing up. Or if there was, I was completely oblivious. I don't know. I must have pulled out my eyelashes trying to get my mascara off. But I tried this, and literally you don't need very much. You just put it on one of the little cotton rounds, and it takes mascara off so easily. And, you know, in and around your eyes and that thin skin, and, you know, not having to pull at that thin skin or pull out your eyelashes, it is a product that I really do love. And I feel very good inside of myself that it is a clean product that is very effective at doing what it says it does. So that's what I'm loving.
You've talked about that so many times that I finally just ordered some.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Yeah, and the thing is, now when you have three daughters that all wear mascara, my dang eye makeup remover goes, I mean, they hog it, and then what do I have to use? My micellar water. And I don't know, I'm curious to scan the barcode code of micellar water with my healthy living app or my yoga app to find out what, if it's, you know, like, what is my micellar water? Because, you know, that's a highly marketable makeup remover product in Target and probably all grocery stores, and, you know, and it's affordable, guys, but is it really good for you? I don't know. So
coconut oil is like a really good makeup remover too, if you just have coconut oil on hand. That's what I use. Yeah,
I have heard that.
Yep. Just put a little bit on a cotton ball and comes right off.
Well, talk about affordability, because that stuff would last forever in a day.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, cool. This was great. Thank you for educating us a little bit more about these things, these simple things. So you guys, we hope that this was a valuable episode for you to just get a better understanding of what kinds of things could be affecting how we're feeling, how we're living. And so making one small shift at a time for your best life. And all everything that we talked about is in the show notes below, and how to get a hold of us will also be there. So thanks for joining us, guys. We'll see you next week.
All right. See you guys. Bye. Thank you for joining us today on another episode of Limitless Health. Our hearts are to provide you with realistic, relevant, and simplistic solutions for sustainable success in honoring your body and health, even when your schedule's packed and life feels crazy. Our desire is to shift your belief towards the possibility of your limitless health, whatever that looks like in any season.
But what really gets us excited is connecting in real life and learning how we can support your unique health journey. So head on over to our Facebook community, Hardwired for Health, where we will continue the conversation online. And of course, we would be so grateful if you tagged us on social media, wrote a review, or shared this with a friend. Here's to you discovering your limitless health.